Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lifting hands.
Remembering God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Remembering God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our differences, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him we all must be. So why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We're your neighbor.
We're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
That's true too.
And I'm their friend too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
Can't do it in the studio today. Already. It's so crazy.
I wish everybody thought like you, baby. That's right. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me. Clap your feet if you want to. Because it's a celebration. God's love. Muslim love. Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those call themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, 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 we are your friendly neighbors. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. And we won't change, no matter how evil the world gets. And we won't change, no matter how mean people get. And we won't change, no matter how cold people get. 'Cause we know that love conquer all. And we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Because we got the love love of Muhammad in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Jesus in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Moses in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And of course, we got the love of the father of all religion, Abraham, Ibrahim. Peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets, guidance, examples for all mankind. That final one, the mercy and blessings to us all, Muhammad. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me, pat your feet if you want to, because it's a celebration of God's love, Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, 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 we are your friendly neighbors. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. change, no matter how evil the world gets. And we won't change, no matter how mean people get. And we won't change, no matter how cold people get. 'Cause we know that love can conquer all. And
we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors.
Because we got the love of Muhammad in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Jesus in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Moses in us, and blessings be upon him. And of course, we got the love of the father of all religion, Abraham, Ibrahim, peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets, guidance, examples for all mankind, that final one, the mercy and blessings to us all, Muhammad.
We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors.
Thank you for our teachers, most of all our teaching guide for this time, Imam Warf Deen Muhammad. May Allah guide him as he guides us to success.
Come on, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly.
Abdul Wali Shaheed. Shaheed, your witness, God's witness to the truth. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay.
Radio listening audience, we again, I don't know why this is happening. We have a problem with Google this time getting us on the correct, into the correct studio program. They had us in the one for the last week, and it should have been this week. Now, it appears that you might be on the air. I pray that you're listening in with us still. Forgive us for such a delay, but I hope we have this problem solved now. I see our host is coming on now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, yeah, some problem with Google. They put the wrong show up today. And I'm trying to get on and couldn't get on. So anyway, I believe we are on the air now. And I apologize to the people and apologize for the delay, but this is what's with computers. It seems to always be something, you know. But we're thankful that we are on now. Greetings again to my radio listening audience. And we are on the show now, I believe. So we will continue at this point and ask you to please forgive the delay that we had today. Again, technical problems, which we had no control over. Today's discussion will be, the world of evil will not change until we as a people recognize the unity. Recognize the unity of Allah. Evil is the opposite of good. Evil has a mission. The mission of evil is to keep the human race divided. Then, and only then, can evil destroy the human mind and soul. Allah did not create the world except in righteousness. Allah says he creates the male and the female, and then he put some of his spirit in them, and they became one soul. Allah says he created nature good in every human body, so no human being is born with the nature of evil. Allah says he created all human beings with the nature of good, all human beings. But Allah says he tests the human will with the nature of good and evil to see which of us will be best in conduct. Only good can defeat evil, but the good has to be real, and the good has to be for the pleasure of Allah. Most people in religion today are playing false with faith in Allah. They don't follow all Allah's truth. Most people follow truth and falsehood together. Allah says in his final revelation of the Quran that those who truly worship him wholeheartedly. But most people will not worship their creator wholeheartedly because it means they will have to give up the things of this world, which they are not willing to do. Allah says in his final revelation in the Quran that the love of material things is the root of all evil. So Allah says it is not our final revelation in the Quran that the love of material things is the root of. So Allah says it is not our material wealth, nor our following in good people that will bring us closer to him, but it is only our faith and good deeds. So again, I want to thank you for joining us this morning, our radio listening audience. And yes, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And without any further delay now, we will have Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
First of all, I want to say to the listening audience, we want to thank and give praise and to whom is due our Creator for waking us up this morning to see another day in this part of his beautiful creation that he created for our good, not for evil, but for our good. And I want to thank him, and I want to open up with an opening prayer that he has revealed in his final revelation, which confirms all of his revelation. And in this book, the Quran, is for all people to guide us out of this evil we're in back to our righteous selves. One man called Elijah Muhammad said, our righteous selves, and this is for everybody, is he said, your true self is a righteous Muslim. You see, everything was born, created, like the co-host said, with the nature of good. So everything was created, what, by nature? Muslim. Muslim means submission to the will of the Creator, or God, Allah. So everything by its nature submits to the power of Allah. But Allah gave the human being a limited amount of freedom of will down here on earth to test our faith with evil and good. And both of them are on the test to see if we, gonna choose the evil over his goodness and make the world better by choosing his goodness, or allow the world, like we have done, to become a hell, a misery, by choosing our own will. Allah say all wrong come from our own will as human beings, and all good come from Allah. And everybody know that. Christians, Jews, everybody say that. Oh, God is all good. Well, if he's all good, how do you think you can worship him doing evil and bad and good? That's hypocrisy. He don't accept that. He's all good to us. Fine. Why can't we be all good in our worship and love for Allah and doing what he say do? So we go on with the prayer. We're going to say it in Arabic, and then we'll translate it in English, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim wad-dallin. Amin. We said, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. All deed we worship and thine aid we seek, show us Allah the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor, thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray from your straight way. Amen. We pray that Allah guide us back to his straight way. See, this is a crooked world. This world is a world of crookedness, and that's why you got that's where the word crook come from. It's crooked. That means you ain't straight. You're deceitful. And Allah say this world is a world of crookedness. He say this is a world, the material world, a world of people of that's of this world. They're absurd. You know, me and a brother was talking. We were saying that most people in this world today, they want to make their evil their good. They want to think that they can do good. And then, and I've said it time and time again, they think they can do good. And this is all across the board, religion or not. You're in a religion or not. Most people think that they can continue to do evil, do a little good, and mix evil in it, and they think they're going to get the end result going to be what? Good. That's insanity. Only good produces more good, and evil produces more evil. Allah says in Quran, his final revelation, the end of evil is evil, and the end of good is good. So it's easy to change the world. It's not complicated. I mean, you know, and everybody know when they're doing evil. And you don't expect to get no good back when you're doing evil. You expect to get evil back. And when you do good, you expect to get good back, and it's already in your nature. Allah said he created the nature in us to know the difference between good and evil. Everybody know when they're doing evil. Ain't nobody got to tell you. And you know when you're doing good, ain't nobody got to tell you. You see, so, you know, all praise is due to Allah, the Most High, the Most Merciful Creator. He has said that when he decreed his creation, he decreed his mercy prevail over his wrath. And so because his mercy prevail over his wrath, he gives us a long time in sin and evil to get it together. But Allah say, we can be in sin and evil so long that he will close the doors of his forgiveness on us and we won't be able to return back to him. We will be destined for the hell fire he's promised for the rejecters of faith forever. So we don't have much time, people. Look how fast people are dying. My oldest sister, she passed out of this world two nights ago, about 3:30 in the morning. I think it was on a Friday. Might have been on Juma Day, our biggest prayer for not only the Muslim but for the whole world, because the day Friday has a great significance in it, and this is included in the talk. Friday is the day of judgment, and Friday is the day Allah created our parents, Adam and Eve. He created them on that day, and Friday is the day of resurrection and judgment. So, you know, and Friday is the day that most people get together, for evil more so than good. The goodness that more people gather for on Friday is the Muslims. We gather all over the world, billions of us, to worship the one Allah. But the rest of the world, they gather together, the majority of them, and a lot of Muslims too who are not practicing their faith. They gather together on Friday. It was a group called the OJs. They said, Friday was that was the day you party harder. You work from Monday to Thursday and look forward to Friday weekend, Friday, so you can party harder. Get down, you know. But Allah said he didn't create the world for sport and play. He didn't create the world for just fun and gain. He don't mind us enjoy. He said he created the world for us to enjoy ourselves. But you can't enjoy yourself doing evil and good. You enjoy yourself when you please your Creator. Don't forget him. And, you know, Allah says hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. So, people, it's not hard to get yourself together. If you stop being true to your own soul. Most people are afraid of their own soul. Most people are afraid that if they give their whole life to Allah, their Creator, they're going to miss something in this world. And you know what? They're right. They're going to miss something. You know what they're going to miss? Evil. yourself. Why wouldn't you want to submit to? And an evil ain't going to go away by itself. And faith and obedience to the Creator, it ain't nothing magic about that. You got to work. The last prophet of Almighty God, Allah, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said, work is worship. And when I was growing up, this was Islam too, what they taught us. They said, if you're going to serve God, Almighty God, correctly, you got to work as well as pray. Prayer without works is no good. You ain't going to see no change in your life if you're praying all the time and you still going out there doing evil works. Allah say, you don't get closer to him. You don't do nothing but get farther away from him. I'm saying that strictly to you Muslims, because most Muslims now, they emphasize praying, emphasize fasting and praying and going through the beautiful rituals of our being, the way of life for everybody. But then, you know, when it comes to practicing good conduct, practicing good morality, practicing love and helpfulness to their brothers and sisters, even in their own faith, Islam, they won't do it. They won't do it. The majority of them, they won't do it. And Almighty Allah did say in these last days of evil that most people would be lovers of themselves. They wouldn't love him. They wouldn't even acknowledge him. And Satan, the evil one, said to Allah, before Allah put him out of heaven, he said, if you give me a chance to work my evil on them down there, the human being, until they're raised up from the dead, you ain't going to find most of them even acknowledging you as their God. They ain't going to thank you for your mercy. They won't even acknowledge you. They're going to acknowledge me as their God. They're going to take evil. I'm going to have them so messed up, they're going to be taking evil over your good. They're going to make evil good, and good they're going to reject. They're going to try to make, they're going to make wrong fair seeming. All right. Wrong ain't never fair seeming. Allah don't accept wrong people. Allah don't accept falsehood of any type people. He only accept that which is good. I want to read something here to you all from the Quran, because it's for all people and it's very good. And I know it's good because it's good for me. Oh, people, if you all but knew that this our life here in this world is just a test, and our life here will never rest. And again, our greatest test is our carnal desires. Carnal desires are false animal desires that leads us into sin. The test of life is to see which of us will choose our carnal self from our spiritual life or our soul. You see, that's the real test. Most people choose their carnal flesh desires over the spiritual life. You can't have spiritual life. You can't worship but one creator. So that one creator put his spirit in us and made us one people. And he gave us a part of he made us out of a part of his creation, this earth. And that part, he made that good too. So it's not your body that's doing the bad. It's your false desires from following your own will that leads you into false desires and the evil of this world. So if we stop desiring evil, then the evil starts and good starts in the intentions and the heart. You have to change your intentions. If you want to do good, you have to have good intentions. If you want to keep doing bad or doing bad, you have to have bad intentions. Allah say actions are but by your intentions in the heart. So that's what that means. And I want to say this. Judgment day is real and it's soon to come. And this is from the Quran. Allah says, Oh Allah, our creator of the heavens and the earth, know of all that is hidden and open. You are the one that will judge between thy servants and those matters in about which they have differences. Even if the wrongdoers had all that there is on earth and in the heavens, and as much more, In vain would they offer it for ransom from the pain of the penalty on the day of judgment. But something will confront them from a law which they could never have counted upon. For the evils of their deeds will confront them, and they will be completely encircled by the reality of a lost truth which they rejected in this world. Yes, thus did the generations before them say, but all that they did was of no profit to them. And the evil results of their deeds overtook them, and the wrongdoers of this generation, the evil results of their deeds will soon overtake them too, and they will never be able to frustrate Allah's plan on earth. On the day of judgment, wilt thou see those who told lies against Allah, their faces will be turned black. Is there not in hell an abode for the haughty, the arrogant, the rejecters of faith? But Allah will deliver the righteous to their place of salvation. No evil shall touch them, nor shall they grieve. Allah is the creator of all things, and Allah is the guardian and disposer of all affairs. I mean, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Walaikum salam.
All right, brother, I want to make sure you were there. I didn't hear you for a second.
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just speaking from the Quran.
Wonderful, alhamdulillah.
So it's silent again. I don't know what's going on. You said you're having difficulties.
I was just waiting for you to continue now, but I realize that you are still on the air, and I apologize for interrupting, but I want to make sure that we hadn't been disconnected.
Okay.
So you may go ahead, brother, with your teaching.
Well, I'm going to go ahead, inshallah. To Allah belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. And those who reject faith in Allah, in the signs of Allah, it is they who will be in loss. The day the trumpet will be blown on the day of judgment, when all that are in the heavens and the earth will be dazed. Allah said on the day of judgment, when he raised us up from our graves, people will be dazed because they didn't believe there was another world, so they ain't going to believe. They going to be dazed. Dazed means they're going to be very confused. They're going to wonder, where am I at? Where am I at? And Allah say they're going to be in a daze or faint, like they're out of their mind, except such as Allah will please to exempt from this condition. Then Allah say, will a second trumpet be sounded, when behold, they will all people will be standing up and looking on for the judgment, looking on for the judgment. And Allah say, the earth will shine with the glory of its Lord. The record of deeds will be placed open. The prophets and the witnesses, the shaheeds, will be brought forward, and a just decision pronounced between them. Praise be to Allah. This is Quran. This is real, people. Yes, this is real. This is no joke. And Allah say they will be, they will not be wronged in the least. That is the prophets and the messengers and the witnesses. I'm a shaheed that he sent to the people to call them back to the righteous way of living on this earth. And Allah say to every soul, human soul, will be paid in full the fruits of their deeds, what they did here. And Allah say he knoweth best all that they do. You can't deceive Allah. A lot of most people in religion, especially the Muslims, they think they are deceiving Allah and deceiving the true believers by being in cahoot with the ungodly people. They'll get with the Muslims, the true believers, and say, we with y'all, yeah, we love Allah. Just talk all that talk. Then they'll go when they leave the true believers and get with the ungodly people and say, we ain't with them fools. They fools talking about another life. well, this is life right here. I'm going to get all I can get now. This is the only world right here. This is my heaven right here. Allah said, but he know what they talk about. He's omnipresent. He's all right there with them when they talking that talk. He said, but they only deceive themselves and realize it not. Belief in Allah for and belief in for Allah. Allah is perfect in knowledge and power, and Allah forgives sin, and Allah accepts repentance, and Allah justly enforces His law. Those who reject Allah are but in self deceit. We just said that Allah's glory is sung. It's sung by the highest and purest in nature. Give all devotion to Allah alone. The day of requital, judgment is ever drawn near, when falsehood will vanish, and the truth of Allah and Allah's justice will be established for all eternity. Allah said, warn the people, Muslims, warn them with the Quran of the day that is ever drawn near, when the hearts of human beings will come right up to their throats to choke them. No intimate friend nor intercessor will anybody the wrongdoers have on the day of judgment who could listen to them. They will be by themselves. See, wrong works together in this world. But in the world of Allah, the real world, everybody will be by themselves. All wrongdoers will be by themselves. They won't be able to help each other. Let alone, they won't be able to help each other. Allah said he knows of the tricks that people try to deceive you with their eyes. And Allah said he knows all that the hearts of people conceal. And Allah said he will judge us with justice and truth. But Allah said those whom people worship besides him will not be in a position to judge at all, because they ain't no God. They never existed. Allah is the only reality. Truly, Allah alone is the one who hears and sees all things. Allah is greater than all creation. Allah is the only reality. Nothing else is real. That's it, people, right now. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you, ma'am. Shaheen Shabab. Teaching today. Beautiful, beautiful teachings. We are listening to Imam Shaheen Shabab, Sunday broadcast, Reality of a Creator. And today, he is teaching such a beautiful subject that is well needed for the times we are living in. Because we don't pay attention to the signs, and we don't want to believe the reality of the fact that we all must be turned to our Creator, giving us every warning that he can give, and the weather is certain. One true sign today, we observe the weather. We see now that yesterday it was like a summer day. It was so hot, you had to take everything, all necessary to keep that was good for you to take off, but something to just make it, which we know that wasn't necessary. But on the other hand, it was so hot, you had to take those big heavy coats off and all. And today is just the opposite. You have to put them back on again. And this is happening more and more. So that's the reality, people, that Allah is giving us warning signs of the time, and that to prepare for Him, not for this world. This time in this world has been up for enjoying the so-called enjoyment that you're having. But you should all be more serious now as to your purpose and why you are here, and return back to your Creator, because you certainly will be doing that. I want to remind you just again that you are listening to the Imam Shaheen Shabazz, and today's discussion is the world of evil will not change until we as a people recognize unity and worship of Allah. And also, I want to tell those who are in the listening audience, if there is anything that you would like to say, the first thing you would like to ask, please push the number one button on your phone. Push number one. Your number will show up, and we'll be glad to address you and have some feedback from you. That's what it's all about. We do have a guest speaker right now. Steve, his number seems familiar to me. It seems like it might be from Larry. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Wa alaikum salam.
Alhamdulillah.
Can you hear me?
This is, yes, I can.
Hey, alhamdulillah. This is our brother Abdul Kareem calling from North Carolina.
Assalamu alaikum, brother Imam Abdul Kareem. Glad to have you on, brother.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Imam. This is a beautiful message. I could just sit here and listen to you read Quran, because even if you read Quran 100 times, when you hear Quran recited and hear the meaning explained, it's like you're hearing it for the first time every time.
That's right.
So
that's right.
It's
that's
alhamdulillah.
Beautiful. Alhamdulillah. That's right.
You said something, Imam, in there that I wanted to just ask a question on, maybe expand upon a little bit. And you said a lot of people would do things and they would have no profit from it. That they would do what they think is good, but they wouldn't get any profit from it with Allah. And you didn't mention why they wouldn't get any profit or who profits from what they do for Allah, because surely there's people here that may believe something completely different. They may worship sticks and stones. They may
worship all kinds
of things. But meanwhile, they build a hospital, you know, with a cure for cancer, or they build a school, or maybe they feed 1 million people. But, you know, when they go meet their Lord, how is that not going to profit them or profit them if they're not worshiping Allah? Like, that's sort of my question and my statement.
Okay, very good. We'll do our best with the help of Allah to answer that, Brother Imam, for you and the rest of the listening audience. First of all, Allah says that He created everything with the nature of good, and so the nature of good, and then Prophet Muhammad's prayers and peace be upon him, said that actions are but by intentions. That's what Allah said to him, to tell us that what we intend, it's going to manifest in our action. And Allah says in the Quran also, He said He knows the secrets of our hearts. And He said He knows all that we reveal and all that we conceal. I mentioned that. But Allah say about these people specifically who do all of this good, He said on the day of judgment, there are going to be people who done good so great, oh, it would be like a mountain of goodness. He said Muslims, and he said they weren't being made all their salats, fast during Ramadan, just did everything that you say you see. And other godly people too, are so-called godly people in other religions. He said they're going to be done a lot of good. And he say when they stand before him for their judgment, he's going to say to them, they're going to say to him, I've done this a lot to please you. I've done this. I read the Quran and recited and taught it to you to please you, Allah. And Allah say, He going to say to them, you have lied. You done that people would talk good about you. You wanted praise. So Almighty God, Allah say He will reject all the good that people do if their intention to do that good wasn't to please Him and to help their brothers and sisters and among mankind towards the goodness of Allah. That's why he said he will reject it, because it's no good if it's not with good and godly intentions.
Mm-hmm.
It has
mm-hmm.
to be godly intentions in order for Allah to accept it. And see, a lot of people do good, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Allah say, ye, meaning everybody, every human being, ye will never obtain his righteousness unless you give freely of that which you love. And he say, whatever you give of a truth, I be sure I know it. What is he saying? You got a lot of people who give things, brother, ma'am, but then they think you're obligated to them. They have ulterior motives for doing it. They don't do it just because to please God and know that this is my human family and God created us to love each other and to help each other, and I ain't doing him no favor. And Allah say the one that helps somebody, you know, you there's great blessings in heaven if your intentions are good. But if your intent is not good, you are wasting time that you ain't going to get back to correct yourself and get your intent right. I said to somebody yesterday, when time is gone, it's gone. We only get one chance. Allah said, even in the Quran, people, most of them that did good and didn't do it to please him, going to say, oh, Allah, send us back to the world. We will work righteousness, not the wrongdoing that we was doing. And Allah said, he going to say to them, you're lying. If I send you back to the world and made the world over and created you back, you'll do the same wrong you're done and worship yourself like you was doing all over again. So I hope I kind of touched on that enough, you know, to give a good analogy of why. It's their intentions. They do things with ulterior motive. Most people, and you can see it. I mean, you know, because I do good by people. And Allah said, when you do good, don't even expect anybody to appreciate it, and don't respect no reward from nobody. Allah said, do good, feasible Allah, only to please me. And most people don't do good just to please their creator, Allah. They do good, and you see it out here. Look how evil the world is with ulterior motives. You got 1% rich people and 99% poor people. Oh, man, what is that saying? And then even the 99% poor, you see people working against each other. They, rather than trying to help each other, they trying to keep each other down. There's a saying, I quote, Allah said, really, that if you see your brother or sister down, you should not look down on your brother or sister unless you're trying to pick them up. So love, sincerity. Rasulullah said in my conclusion of that answer, I know it's quite long, but he said religion is sincerity. So you can't do anything. You can deceive people sometimes, but you cannot deceive Allah at any time. So the key is good intentions. That's why they won't be their good deeds won't be accepted, because they had bad intentions. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Shaheed Shabab teaching today on the reality of a creator. We want to thank you, our listening audience, for joining us. For both of you who are in the audience but don't care to say anything, we're just glad to have you to listen. And if you do have a comment, the way you get to the studio is to hit that number one button on your phone. Your number will show up in the studio, and we'll call you on for your comments and your questions. We'd be glad to have you. Also, when you join us, think about bringing at least one more person. Let another person know. Sometimes people might not know who we are, but they know who you are. So if you're going to speak, especially if you have anything to say that you want to say, let them know you're going to be on talking today. You want them to hear you. You want them to join in too. But invite another guest. Invite someone else all the time. We should always, if there's anything you think that is good for us, we know it's good for others too. We should always invite those to share with us. And this is what we want you to do in listening to the broadcast and in joining us. And again, we give to you our guest today. We do have, and that will be the wonderful, beautiful brother we have. And I will have to get used to names first. We want to bring him on again, the guest. Brother, could you give me your name again?
Abdul Kareem.
Brother Abdul Kareem, and that's very easy to remember, but if I don't say a word over and over again for a while, I'll address someone, I will forget. So my apologies to you, brother, and we're so glad to have you again today. And if there's another comment that you would like to make at this time, we would love to hear from you.
Alhamdulillah, what the Imam said just reminded me of a hadith about a believer who moved, I think it was a branch, out of the road. And because of that, Allah blessed him with paradise. And he moved the branch out of the road solely for the intention that people who are going to the masjid, people who are going to worship him, might get hurt or might trip and somehow injure themselves with this branch in the road. So he just moved a branch out of the road. No, didn't tell anybody, just put it on the side of the road. And such a small good deed could get somebody paradise, where you may have someone who builds a, you know, adds a cancer ward to a hospital and puts millions of dollars into an investment or a school and really just wants the gym named after him, or really just wants the wing of that building named after him. And when that person goes to Allah and say, hey, look what I did for you, Allah, like the Imam said, is going to say, you lying. You didn't do that for me. You did that because you wanted the people to know that you had a bunch of money, so you put your name on the side of the building. Or you did that so everybody would say that you're a good person. But if you did it for Allah, you don't really care what everybody else thinks.
That's right.
When you do something for Allah and you know that Allah is pleased with you, even the difficult tests that come on you, the difficult situations that may jump on your back that you might really have to struggle through, if you know that Allah is pleased with you, or if you make that prayer and say, Allah, as long as you're pleased with me, I could deal with this hardship. I can go through
this
hardship. Things from Allah. And that's just a beautiful message, brother, and I appreciate you giving it to me, because my ears are closest to my mouth, so when I say it and when I hear it, it's just like the first time, alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. And that was so beautiful, brother Imam Abdul Karim, because you simplified that. It's just things that people consider small that don't have any meaning to them in this world, that are the biggest things to Allah. And it's what people consider the great things people are doing have no meaning to Allah at all. But it all goes back to the intentions. My mother used to have a saying, peace be upon her soul, and may Allah forgive and grant her Jannah. She used to have a saying that it ain't what you do for people, but it's the thought that counts. And that's what she was really saying. If your thoughts was just you want good for them like you want for yourself, then that's what counts. But if you're doing it for self-praise and for people to talk about your name and act like you so good, then it don't count for nothing. Same thing. Same thing as intention. You know, so, you know, and Prophet Muhammad said, we're going to be raised up and judged on the day of Yom Kiyamah, of resurrection and judgment, based on our intentions in this world. So intent is very important, man, because you can live a good life of 100 or maybe 500 years and live a good life on the outside and look like the people, but Allah going to judge you by the intentions in your heart. Why did you do it? They don't know why you're doing it. If you do good for me, I don't know why you're doing it. It ain't my business to try to question why you're doing it. My business is just know that all good comes from Allah. And if you do good for people, Allah said if you do any good for people, and if you got to conceal it, it's all right. He said, but if you if you reveal it, it's all right if you have to. He said, but if you conceal it and just make it reach those in really need, I'll reward you more. He'll reward you more for don't talk about the good you do. Just do the good, because if you're doing the good, it's supposed to be to help make humanity better, your human family, and for the pleasure of Allah. And your reward is from Allah. That's why Allah said don't even look for thanks or appreciation when you do good for people, because your reward and your pleasure is going to come from Allah. When you do good, that's your reward, the good pleasure of Allah. When you do good, you get a pleasure from Allah that you can't get when you have a relationship with your wife at the cost of nothing. No, there is no pleasure except the good pleasure of Allah. Wow. And Allah says, I like to rehearse this a lot, hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. In the remembrance of Allah. So all our life should be remembering that Allah put us here to serve and worship him. He said he created us as nations, tribes, different people, nationalities, that we might get to know each other and to love each other. And he said, you're not a true believer, no matter what religion you claim. Or if you don't claim no religion. He said, you're not a true believer in God, in him, Allah, the creator, unless you want the good you enjoy for your brother and your sister among mankind. And show it not by just lip profession, but in your acts, your words and your deeds.
Wow.
So I just wanted to put that in there too, Brother Iman.
That's beautiful, brother. Again, like I said, it's like the first time you hear it. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
And I wanted to read from Surah to Al-Baqarah, the longest surah in the Quran. It's so beautiful. It's like it compacts the whole Quran in that one surah. You know, so compact and concise and short and sweet and right to the point. All of the Quran is like that, but this surah he made special. And I want to start off with the beginning of the surah too, because it's so beautiful, and it give a little explanation on it. Allah say, to start off, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Alif Lam Mim. This is the book. In it is guidance sure, without doubt, to those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen, are steadfast in salat, and spend out of what Allah hath provided for them, and who believe in the revelation sent to thee, Muhammad, and sent before thy time, and in their hereafter have the assurance of the hereafter. They know they're going to meet Allah on the judgment day. They don't have no doubt. And they live every day like it's their last day. And he say they are on true guidance from their Lord, and it is these who will prosper. He say, as to those who reject faith in Allah, it is the same to them whether you warn them or not. They will not believe in Allah. Allah say he have set a seal on their hearts and on their hearing. And he say on their eyes is a veil. He say great is the penalty they incur. Allah say of the people, there are some who say, we believe in Allah in the last day. But Allah say, but they do not really believe. Allah say, are vain, empty, would they deceive Allah and those who believe in Allah, but they only deceive themselves and realize it not. Allah say, in their hearts is a disease, and Allah has increased their disease. And grievous is the penalty they incur because they are false to themselves. See how important it is not to be false? You don't. You can't deceive Allah. Allah say, when it is said to them, make not mischief. These are Muslims on the earth. He say, they say, oh, no, why? We only want to make peace. He say, of a surety, for a fact, they are the ones who make mischief, but they realize it not. They have ulterior motives. He say, when it is said to them, believe as the others believe, the true believers believe, they say, shall we believe as them fools believe? Allah say, no, of a surety, for a fact, they are the fools, but they do not know. He say, when they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. But he say, when they are alone with their evil ones, they say, we are really with you. We were joking with them, only joking with them fools. Allah say, he will throw back their mockery on them and give them rope in their trespasses, so they will wander like blind persons to and fro. He said, these are they who have, listen, exchange. They done exchange the guidance of Allah for error. Can you imagine that? Exchanging the guidance of Allah for error. Allah say, but their traffic in doing that is profitless. Mean they ain't gaining nothing by doing that. Because they do that so they can gain the material things of this world. And they exchange the guidance of Allah, because Allah say the love of this world is the root of all evil. He also say the things of this world are nothing but goods and chattels of deception. So Allah say your real life is not outside of you in this world. Your real life is not in material things, not even in your body. Your real life is the ruh, the spirit of Almighty God in your soul, if you are submit to his will. So Allah said they have lost true direction. Just wanted to say that to the Muslims in particular, to remind us that the Quran is the book of light. and enlightenment. And Allah say, if you put the Quran in front of you, His guidance in the Quran will guide you straight to Him in Jannah, in the hereafter. That is, live by the Quran, like Prophet Muhammad, Aisha radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with her, the Prophet's wife, Muhammad, said he was a walking Quran. And Allah says Himself that the generation of Muslims during the life of Prophet Muhammad were the best examples for Muslims for all times until the Day of Judgment Day. That's why we're not being successful today as Muslims, because we have strayed. And Prophet Muhammad said, my ummah would go astray. He said that. And he said the unbelievers would be able to just destroy them and cause them to destroy themselves because they would be caught up into the dunya and they wouldn't be thinking that Jannah, that Allah is the only reality. They would be trying to make these unreal things in this unreal world real and forget about Allah and the life and the hereafter and the judgment day altogether. And that's where most Muslims are today. And how do you know that? I'm not saying it. It's in the Quran. It's in their conduct. It's in their conduct. So my encouragement is to say, O Muslims, O people of the earth, the Holy Quran is the final revelation, revealed knowledge from Almighty God, our Creator, to help us save ourselves from the evil of this world and to save us from the evil torments of the fire of hell and the hellfire in the life and the hereafter. The Quran is that book. The Quran is one of the titles. I'm going to just say it in English. It's called The Clear Evidence. And another title of the Quran is El Haq. I'll say it that way, The Truth. And like Brother Imam said, when you read the Quran, it's like, and you, if you're sincere, it's like reading the Quran for the first time, because Allah says, and this is powerful, and I'm through when I say this, Allah says if all the oceans in the world were ink and all the trees on earth were ink pens wherewith to write out His words, sooner would the oceans be exhausted, run out of ink, and Allah's word will keep going on. And they say even if He added seven more oceans to the ocean, He says sooner would the ink run out of them oceans, and His word will keep going on and on. Allah is infinite, people. He's unlimited. But everything He created is finite. It's limited. And the Quran is a spiritual book of Allah's unlimited knowledge. And Allah blesses whom He pleases, and He allows to go astray whom He pleases. But He say He don't allow those to go astray except those who turn away from Him and choose to go astray and choose this world over His guidance and the life in the hereafter. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. You're listening to today, people, and the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us, and please remember, we come on now at 12 o'clock. Invite others to join in with you. This brother has worked for many years hard, very hard, struggling to just bring about the teaching, to bring about the word, teaching together to all that he reaches and all that he knows. Because he wants his blessings. He wants to be in the Jannah with the most highest reward ones who are in Jannah. And he's working hard for that. So many years now, over 40 years, he's walked the streets, different states, teaching Quran, teaching about Allah, teaching about his Creator, and reaching the people who will listen. And we want to thank Allah for him, the special. Not every person will do that, and not every person can do that. And that is the greatest blessing, to sacrifice, to give to the world the message from your Creator as to how to live, what you're doing wrong, to turn you back to the right, let you know you're not doing right, people. Hey, you need to wake up. You need to know who your Creator is and serve Him as He has told you to serve Him, not as others have said for you to serve Him. So we thank God for this beautiful brother bringing this message from Allah, the true words for him, and give it to us. So we have a chance
also, when we return to our Creator, to be with Him in His paradise in Jannah and not be in the hellfire. That is really, really a special mercy, people. A special mercy. And that's the best love. That's the best love that you can have from your brother, from your sister, from a friend. That's the true friend who cares enough about you to help you save yourself from the hellfire. Because we're all on one journey that's going to lead back to our Creator. And we will be judged about by our conduct, as Imam Shahid Shabbat. We will be judged by our conduct here on earth. Who is best in conduct and living the most upright life for the pleasure of the Creator, for the pleasure of Allah. Again, I will see now if we have, I see time is moving on, we have about 10 minutes left, so we will have our guest speaker again. If there's any word that you would like to say, Imam Jabbar, Abdul Jabbar, we would love to hear from you again at this time.
You mean Imam Abdul Kareem?
Oh, sorry, Imam Abdul Kareem. Sometimes I don't know where my mind is. I have a lot of things going at one time. I don't know where I got the word Jabbar from. My apologies again. I'll have to remember your name. And you sure thank you for supporting us and coming on, brother. Imam Abdul Kareem.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
I just wanted to narrate one hadith, and it's longer, but I'm going to really condense it to get to the part that I think really relates to the conversation that we're having. And the angel Jibril, who is the angel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to give his revelation to all the messengers, right? The angel Jibril,
right,
who one of the greatest angels. You know, we know the names of several angels, like Israfil, Israfil. We know the names of many of the angels, but Jibril is one that we hear regularly because he brought the message to the messengers. And this is the same angel that caught Joseph in the bottom of the well when he was thrown into the well by his brothers. The angel that gave the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the Quran that we're reading today.
Yes.
On the day on the last day, the day that we're all trying to prepare for, the day of judgment, which is going to be a long day.
That's right.
That we try to. That we try to prepare for with all these tests that we're going through. That's what we all doing this thing for. That angel, all right, is going to die like everything else, because Allah is going to make sure that he's the only thing around. And he's going to ask, is there anybody, is there anything else? Is there anything else around? And it will only be the angel Jibril and the angel of death. And Allah will tell the angel of death to take Jibril's to take the soul of Angel Jibril. And
yes,
when the Angel Jibril dies, this is the angel who's given every messenger since the beginning of time as we know it, the books, the revelation, the angel who has never done anything but worship Allah. He's never done anything to anger Allah. He only worships Allah. When his soul is taken, he's going to say, Allah, I have not worshipped you as much as you should have been worshipped.
The angel
is going to say that. I have not given you the worship that you deserve. If that's Jibril saying that, what about us?
That's right, brother. As you said that, that is so beautiful. I've never heard that. I'm sorry. Go on. I don't want to cut you.
No, brother, that was it. Mashallah.
That is so beautiful. And in our conclusion, I just want to say, the reason that's so beautiful and outstanding, that's a prayer too, a great prayer that we all should incorporate in our life right now. Prophet Muhammad did say this too, and it speaks to what you just said. Prophet Muhammad said, all believers in Allah, you should never think you're giving Allah enough praise. You should never think you're repenting to Allah enough. He said you should always strive, even after you do your fard, what Allah has obligated you to do, by whatever your duty to him, always do sunnah, extra works. He said, because we're going to need it. We're going to need it because listen to the angel Jibril saying that, how much more do we as human beings need to recognize our sins and our weaknesses and how we're not even worthy of Allah or worthy to even go back to Allah, but how Allah, if you just stay humble like the angel, that's the greatest humility that in a soul can show Allah, and that was through the angel Jibril. And we should all worship Allah in humility, recognizing like the angel, winning. I just hope Allah accepts my worthiness of him.
Amen.
To be back with
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
Stay humble.
Amen.
Stay humble. So that's my prayer too, you know. Stay humble. Allah said we can't even approach him unless we do it in humility. Humility, and that was the greatest humility. That was the archangel, the chief angel, Jibril. Like the brother said, it came to all the prophets and messengers. Peace be upon them all. I didn't know that, so I'm open to learn every day. I hope you all got as much out of that beautiful saying of the Prophet Muhammad, our prayers and peace be upon him, as I did. I mean, and I've been saying every day, I'm trying to humble myself more and more. And I can't do too much for to please Allah. I go overboard, like Sister said, for 40, going on 44 years, I try to go overboard to please Allah. Do you know, Brother Imam, I shared with you, over the 44 years I've been a Muslim this year, you know I've been blessed. And I'm not saying this for to announce it or to brag or nothing. We don't do that. I'm saying that to encourage others. You know, I read the Quran. I've been practice leads to perfection. The whole of the Quran is easy for me to read two times or three times a month.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. And to make 120 rakats is as easy for me as a Muslim or a believer making 4 rakats. And I'm doing it because of what the angel Jibril said. Ain't no guarantees that the best, the righteous of us gonna make it in Jannah. So stay humble like that, and you got a chance.
Allahu Akbar.
That's what I want to say. That was showing you. You need to stay humble. Don't even do good. And Allah said, when you do good, don't even act like you done enough. So I can't do too much good. I can't do too much praying. I can't do too much repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Allah said, race, strive as though you're in a race in repentance. That goes with that too, because he's an angel, Jibril. That's a form of repentance. And he ain't done nothing. He's perfect. He ain't perfect, but his will, he was perfect because his will was Allah's will. He didn't have no will. His will was just Allah's will. And he was the chief angel working for Allah and doing everything Allah say and never rebelled against Allah. Always came to all his prophets and messengers to bring the message of truth to us. Failing humanity, weak human beings down here on earth. And so I'm through. I mean, it's beautiful. I've enjoyed the show. I've enjoyed the imam and the comments. And I hope you all have enjoyed what Allah has put in me to express of his truth, to bring us nearer to Allah, because time is winding up for us on this earth, people. We soon have to go back to our Lord for judgment, to appraise our life for what this world, to appraise our life for him giving us life and putting us in this world to test our faith.
I mean. Well, thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us once again to listen to the life-giving teachings of Imam Shaheed Shabbat, the reality of a creator. And I do say again, the life-giving teachings, they're coming directly from Allah, directly from Quran, directly from his word to you. And if you listen, and you hear, you obey, you believe, you have faith and belief, you will be given life. Right now, you are giving your life away.
Right.
And now, you need to be trying to get it back. And he's here to show you the way back home, because you have gone far astray. And we want to ask you to join us. Join us each Sunday, same time, 12 o'clock, and invite others to join with you. Right now, Shahid Shabbat, so we out to our Creator. Thank you again for such a beautiful day, for beautiful discussion, Imam Shahid Shabbat. And now we will close out with our prayer or our Salah.
All right. I want to let Imam Abdul Karim do that if he's still on. And I want to say, I want to thank Allah for blessing me to meet Brother Abdul Karim and for him coming on. He's one of the most humble is Muslims and human beings and genuine that I've met in my going on 62 years and 44 of those years being a true mukmin. So I would like for him to close out the prayer. This is a very humble brother. Would you, my brother?
Inshallah, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. أقول كلي هذا مستغفر الله توب عليك. Anything we said that's correct is from Allah. Anything we said that's incorrect is from ourselves, and we seek Allah's mercy and Allah's forgiveness. And I want to close, inshallah, with the surah that you opened with, the first surah, Umm al-Quran, the first surah in the Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
All praise is due to Allah, the creator of the world, the most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. You alone we worship, you alone we pray for help. We pray that you show us the straight path that pleases you and keep us away from the path that displeases you, like those,
Ameen.
Those who earned your anger, who earned your wrath. Amen.
Ameen. Beautiful. Ameen. Thank you, brother. Ameen. Thank you, brother. Ameen.
Again, thank you for joining us today. You have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Shabbat, and we ask all the Creator. Join us again next Sunday at the same time. One. Out to our with the man, Shabbat.